Bonjour to my friends in France who are listening to this, and hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I want to start by thanking Lynn Dickey. She is one of the Patreon sponsors for the Pray Every Day show, and she went to patreon.com/prayeveryday and supported at the $10 level, which means that her name is on a brick on every single Pray Every Day show post. So thank you so much. She also receives a free painting once a month that's original. I don't physically send it out. I send it in an email, but you get the idea. So anyway, thank you so much to all the Patreon sponsors. They help pay for the hosting and the editing of this show, and I'm about a third of the way there being able to pay for this. The rest of it's coming out of my pocket, so just so appreciate Lynn and what she's done for helping the Pray Every Day show get all over the world, including France. So today we're reading from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6. We're making our way through. We're in verses 27 through 30 in an NASB version of the Bible, New American Standard, and it says this: "And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon, in all his glory, clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Mind if I pray for you?" Yesterday, Jesus, I prayed about worry and fretting, and we're just going to continue that theme today. I love these verses. I can't add an hour to my life. Of course, Lord, I can be healthy and I can take care of myself. And Lord, I know you want us to take care of the temple that you have given us called our bodies, but I still cannot. I have no ability to make my life 1 hour longer or 1 hour shorter. Maybe I could by, you know, being really bad, but I can't lengthen my life. I don't have that ability. Only you do. And yet we live as if we have control. And Lord, I fear that I have worshiped at that altar of control for far too long. And Lord, for those of us who had difficult past, and that past doesn't necessarily mean a childhood past. It could mean a past marriage, or it could be something that happened in our 20s, or it could be things that we were bullied in school. And because of that, we determined no one was ever going to hurt us again, or no one was going to get us to that place again. And so we made these determinations, these vows, and we said, I will control my life at any cost. And when we control our lives at any cost, we wrest that control from you. We wrestle it away from you. Forgive me again for worshiping control more than I'm worshiping you. Lord, thank you that you clothe the lilies of the field, and Solomon didn't look as cute as them. And so, Lord, help us to realize that this beautiful world, when we take a walk today, help us to recognize that you have made a beautiful world. And that you care about beauty, and because you care about beauty, you cause flowers and trees and grass to grow. Thank you for that. Thank you for creation. Thank you for caring for your creation so much and bringing us delight in the midst of that. And Lord, as we look at flowers today, as we look at grass, as we look at trees, and we look at lilies, and we look at birds, help us to remember this scripture. We know that you are clothing the grass of the field, and it's fleeting. I know here in Texas, the Bermuda grass is only green in the summertime. In the wintertime, it turns brown. There's a season for everything. And yet you care for those things of seasons, and how much more you care for us. Lord, I pray that we would elevate our eyes today to remember that you care for the things that bother us, that you care for the tiny details. Even more importantly sometimes to me is that you care for those little things. The big things I can trust you for, sometimes it's harder for me to trust you for the little things. Forgive me for that. And Lord, I want to end this prayer for those who are in difficult marriages today. I pray that you would, I know we can't change the person that we're married to, but we sure can pray. And so I pray for the spouse of the person who's grieving a difficult spouse. And I pray you would shed light. And I pray all that worry would be placed into your hand. And I pray, Father, that I know that you love marriage, and I know that you love to redeem and restore. Lord, I pray for discernment of the person who's in a relationship with someone who's harming them, and I pray you would help them to become safe. I also want to pray for those people who are single and who are worried that they will be single forever. And Lord, there is no guarantee. We can't dictate that everyone is supposed to be married or everyone's supposed to be not married. I don't know the plan that you have for my single friend, but Lord, I pray that they be able to let go of this worry. It just eats them up inside and it steals their joy. And so for their sake, I pray that they would find peace and a settledness in knowing that you do have a plan. I don't know what that plan is, but you do, and you're weaving it beautifully for their sake. So help them to rest in that today. I pray all of that in the beautiful relational name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And today is World Wednesday. Woohoo! And I have a funny little special treat for you today. My friend Avril Ovenden, who is a Brit, is going to be praying for us in the King's English. So it's not another language, but oh, it's so beautiful. And you're just going to love her prayer based on the verses today. So without further ado, here is Avril Ovenden.
Hello, I'm an English woman living in France, and I have two names. Heather for my English world and Avril for France. Today's scripture is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 27 to 30. I'm reading from an easy-to-read version. You cannot add any time to your life by worrying about it. And why do you worry about clothes? Look at the wild flowers in the field, see how they grow. They don't work or make clothes for themselves. But I tell you that even Solomon, the great and rich king, was not dressed as beautifully as one of these flowers. If God makes what grows in the field so beautiful, what do you think he would do for you? It's just grass. One day it's alive, and the next day someone throws it into a fire. But God cares enough to make it beautiful. Surely he will do much more for you. Your faith is so small. Let me pray. Lord God, we thank and praise you for the beauty of creation. It takes our breath away. Nature shows forth your glory day after day. Thank you, Lord, for the amazing colours and complexity of wild flowers and for the huge variety of grasses that just get eaten by cattle, crushed underfoot, mown down, and dumped on the compost heap. Loving Creator, help us to realise that you care for every tree, bush and plant stem, and every sparrow that falls to the ground, and that you care for us even more. Forgive us for not trusting you. Forgive us for the smallness of our faith. Lord, I'm reminding of Paul Baloche and Graham Kendrick's song, What Can I Do? It goes like this. When I see the beauty of the sunset's glory, amazing artistry across the evening sky, when I feel the mystery of a distant galaxy, it awes and humbles me to be loved by a God so high. What can I do but thank you? What can I do but give my life to you? Hallelujah. So, Lord, we ask you to help us give our lives to you, every bit of them, all our day-to-day worries and cares. Worrying does not add a single hour to our lives. We probably lose time worrying. It's certainly a waste of time and unhelpful. Instead, we know that stressing about things does add more wrinkle lines to our faces and silver hairs to our heads. So, Lord, help us to turn our worry frowns upside down and to be content with what we've got. We may not have everything we want and desire, but we have all that we really need. We may not have the latest in designer fashion, but we'll be decently dressed. God, you love us passionately and know us inside out. You know what's best for us. You long for us to draw close to you and pour out our worries and concerns, to talk to you about our everyday problems, to cry out to you when the load is too great. And you come alongside and say, I'll carry that for you if you'll only let go of it. Trust me with your worries. Lay down your burdens at my feet. Heavenly Father, we want to trust in you completely, to lean into you, to let you take our burdens and concerns and our deepest fears. Help us relax into your arms. Increase our faith. Lord, you've just brought to mind an incident that happened at that checkout line in a store in England. The man next to us suddenly said, I used to worry about everything. Then I made a decision to stop worrying, just like that, and it has changed my life. So stop worrying, it doesn't do any good. Wow, what a wonderful testimony that was. I don't know if he was a Christian or an angel even. It was just the word we needed to hear, but challenging nonetheless. But we thought, if that man can do it, we should be able to do it. I've become better at not worrying, but still often fail. Lord, looking at the beauty in the natural world fills our hearts with praise. Help us to see the positives in our situations and not always the negatives. Aid us to lift our eyes away from ourselves to you. Encourage us to bring our worries and requests to you with thanks. Teach us the art of thanksgiving, which is the antidote to worrying. May we each have an attitude of gratitude. Amen.